Good day, folks. It's your boy Mel, and you just tuned in to Masters Mel and D and the Pension Mimi. The topic of day, episode 2, is all about monogamy, so tune in.
Hey, I'm Jamisha Stroman, aka Mimi.
Yo, it's your boy D.
All right, now, Mimi, get on here.
Why? You always want me to start it off. Talking about if you're gonna lead it. I led it the last time. But anyway, so tradition, what, why is monogamy phasing out in this day and time, and why is it so difficult? I personally feel like it's difficult because people make it difficult. We're humans, we're complicated, we're not perfect. We want what we want, what we want it. We like what we like, how we like it. And in this microwave society, in this day and time, we want everything so fast and now. It just makes things extra hard. And with reflecting back on the first episode of Chivalry and whether it's dead or not, we talked about like just people being selfish and narcissistic and their own divas. And it just goes back to that as well. They want what they want and it just makes things difficult.
Man, you just gotta call a spade a spade. When it back in the day, man, cheating wasn't as easy as it is now.
But true.
We got social media. Like, that's the catalyst for cheating right there. Snapchat.
Yeah, within 24 hours, it's no proof.
But
unless you screenshot it, there's no proof. Unless you have a receipt, there's no proof.
But at the same time, man, it's all about what you want to do. Yeah. It's all about.
Thank you. It's your mindset and what you want. You have
it's all about. It's all about the individual. I can't just put it on that.
That was another point I was going to make, but go ahead, preach, D.
Yeah, me personally, I mean, I tried it, and, you know, I was successful. But, you know, other shit led the relationship not to work. But I did it because I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to try something different. I challenged myself. Was she faithful or not? I don't know. Really don't give a damn, but I did what I'm supposed to do. And I know it's possible.
Yeah, monogamy.
Thank you. I believe it's possible. Definitely believe it's possible. Personally, I do see myself one day having just that.
It's just difficult. Yeah. I believe, honestly, that being monogamous is not in our DNA. To be real, like having one coming. If we were still in Africa, African kings, they did not have one wife. That's not in our DNA. That's not our genetic code to be monogamous. On this half of the
Bible speaks of that too. Like seven women to one man.
Yeah, that's not in our DNA. This side of the world is the only world that's the only side that feel like you have to be monogamous. On that other half, like they have monogamy over there, but it's not shunned upon. Polygamy is not shunned upon over there.
Right. It's welcome.
Damn, it's illegal to have more than one wife. It's not illegal on the other side of the world.
Right. That is true. It's funny that you brought up Africa and our culture and the ways of our kings and queens of our ancestors. And because, you know, me being the dork that I am.
Oh, Lord.
Don't even go there. You know how to do my research. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I looked up like monogamous species, and there were actually a lot. The list got really long. I don't even want to go there. It was animals I can't even like. I've never even heard of. So I'm just like I said. I'm actually still going deep in this because I actually ended up talking with a friend of mine who is married. She's getting ready to turn 40, and with us in our culture and our audience mainly is within the age of, you know, 25 and 40. So I figured, you know, let me do a little research. And so she was telling me the same thing. It's about a mindset. You have to train your mind, you know, and it's what you want, and you have to attract what you want. You have to be about what you want as well. You can't just be sitting here wanting this, but you over here doing this. And but she was telling me, her name is Shaden Envy, by the way, and she was saying that in other species,
you
like
just say that lady name.
Man, I'm telling you.
What?
Yeah. This is not say lady name.
I did. I said Shaden Envy.
Oh.
That's the name she wanted me to say. She didn't want me to give her real name, so I had to respect it.
I thought you said Shaden Envy. Like,
I thought you were saying a real name or something.
No, her name that she wanted me to give was Shaden Envy. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear on that.
But
the point that she was making was that no other species is monogamous.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break from our discussion to hear from our guest, my boy Nick, on why he thinks these days being monogamous is difficult. So, Nick, why do you think being monogamous these days are difficult?
Why is being in a monogamous relationship difficult? I mean, it's definitely difficult because of all the access that you have these days. It was at one point in time back in the day, you know, we ain't even had cell phones. Only people you would run into would be people at work, you know, people at church, people at that store you go to every day. But these days, you know, you got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, got all that bullshit. And then you might have an old dating account, like a POF or some shit that's still getting email notifications from and not even realizing it. So, I mean, it's just so much access to ass, to new ass, so to speak. But not only new ass, but the old ass you used to get. When you don't have someone that's down for you, it's even more difficult. But, I mean, as long as y'all holding each other down, I mean, you with somebody you can trust, you can definitely do it.
I know you're tired of all the liars, sick of crying yourself to sleep. I know it's time, girl, to make you mine, girl, and give you everything you need. Come on with me.
Alright, Mimi, back to what you were saying about the wolves, about the dogs.
Oh yeah, the point I was making with my homegirl was, well, her point that she made was, at the end of the day, that only the alpha is allowed to mate, and basically all the females, I think the betas, I'm not sure, but the betas, they belong basically to the alpha, and when the alpha is basically like tired and I guess don't want anymore, and I'm trying to say this in the most respectful way possible, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but when the alpha is basically tired and he's done had his fill, I guess, then that's when the other mate, the other lions or wolves, yeah, those are the betas. They're the betas. And they're now allowed to go touch the females, but only with the alpha's permission, only with his permission.
That must be a wolf. That's what wolves, because with lions, it's only one nigga to cry.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with the lions. I read the same thing with the lions.
Yeah.
They're only allowed to go touch the females when he's, you know, when he say they can. Other than that, they basically got to chill while he, you know, pimping it out or whatever. There is really, I don't remember it saying, you know, whether there was like the top notch chick or whatever in the gang. You know, they all worked together, actually. They all were one. They all did what they had to do to make sure that everybody ate, because they're the hunters. Which is weird, because normally men are the hunters when it comes to relationships, and women are the prey. But I just thought that was a weird thing. But she also said that not only do the women mate, but when the men go off and do their thing, I guess, or go do their manly thing, that the women console each other. And not only do they console each other, but they pleasure each other as well. Now, I have yet to read them pleasuring each other or consoling each other. But the point that she was making in that was, if women was more understanding of each other, and I guess stayed in their own lanes and stopped hating on each other and blah, 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 and just work together as women, then maybe the world will be somewhat a little bit better. Now, she wasn't saying let's share each other's men, because she's a married woman, of course. She wasn't saying that. But in her point, she was just saying that either way, the man is the king, and the women, you know, it's our job to
She sounds like she want to explore.
She's been there, done that, honey.
Oh, she's like, been poly. So, yeah, so that's why she's giving you that insight, because she knows what it's like being poly. That's
dominant, like she's been on her Christian Grey shit and all of that. She's been there, done it. Like, she's a married woman. Like, she do this. It's nothing to her.
Yeah, that's right. That's why when people think about being poly, though, the main focus is they be thinking about, motherfuckers just want to have different sexual partners. But being poly is deep. It's deeper than that. It's like being posterous. You got, if you say you poly, you got three. It's three people in your you know, your little thing, your little polygamous thing, whatever. That's three incomes into that household. That's three people taking care of the kids. That's three, that's, you feel me? That's like, it's more than just, oh, we want to have threesomes, this, that, and the third. But also with that, with being poly, not only the women have to accept that the man has another woman, but being poly is not only about that. Like, it's like the woman could go have another man at the same time. So that means the man got to be able to accept that. And most of us ain't trying to accept shit like that.
Nope. Ain't trying to hear it. They want what they want, how they want it.
Yeah.
They want to have like, their cake and eat it too. It's like, in this point in time, it's not just, I want to have my cake and eat it too. It's, I want to have my cake eat it too. And if I can't, I'm going to eat your cake as well. And your cake, and your cake, and your cake. Like, damn. Like,
and Trey Songz, and Trey Songz voice though. Ain't that what we supposed to do?
And then they vocals. That nigga trying to get a record deal off this shit.
Yeah.
Nigga's crazy, man.
Oh, get it.
But also, back to it, like monogamy or whatever, I feel like people rush into being into relationships nowadays, and that's you not fully getting to know the person you with. And by the time you fully known that person, or and you realize they ain't who you thought they was, instead of just like, I don't know, people don't know how to break up with people nowadays. Instead of motherfuckers breaking up, they'll go out and fuck with another person.
Yeah.
True. Instead of just ending it. Or possibly sitting down and talking and understanding each other's viewpoints and working through something.
Listen,
like,
and ain't nobody got time to talk now. They text.
Yeah.
They gonna break up through a text message. It's just crazy.
That is crazy. I've actually broken up with someone through.
See what I mean? Yeah.
Oh God, I'm a jerk. Oh God, I'm so dumb. I don't want to be ignorant. Oh God.
That's how you get stalkers. Breaking up with text messages. Motherfucker gonna be waiting in the bush.
That's the.
Well, technically, I wasn't dating him. It was just kind of like, I'm gonna use you for what you have, and not like your money or anything. Just one specific bodily part when I need a certain scratch.
You sound like a real nigga right
now. Like a real
nigga.
This was not recently for the listeners who are going to, you know, be on some groupie issue, want to see what we got going on.
Yes,
not recently. It really was not.
You've been pimping since been pimping.
I have not been pimping.
You who we talking about?
Right.
Monogamy.
Hello.
Are you serious? I believe in love, man. I love love, man.
I mean, just because you believe in love don't mean you gotta be monogamous.
I want it. I'm not trusting. For some odd reason, I'm not trusting. You know how many, like, I've had dudes be like, yo, like, you be lying and stuff when you said this to me. Like, nigga, look in the mirror. Like, can you not see this on you? Like, I was stating facts, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm just smooth with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not trusting. I'm never trusting, man. I'm always, like, accused of something.
You probably just look like she's fucking cheating.
She just trouble, man. Look at her. Like, I don't know. Ain't right though, man. Just judge, man, constantly. Like, oh, but, stop it.
But D, what about this right here though? What about this right here? Like, we always talk about back in the day type shit. So back in the day, the man, your great motherfuckers, great granddaddies and granddaddies and shit wasn't faithful either. Like, them motherfuckers got another family on the other side of town, but it was respectful enough not to let his wife know.
Your own lane.
But that back, you got to look at it. Back in the day, like the brothels and shit, pimping, all that shit was legal. Motherfuckers, that wasn't frowned upon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
selling pussy and shit.
Here, what's that show that come on HBO with that brothel? That man that runs that brothel.
He dead now.
Shut your
Bunny mouth. Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch. There you go. The Bunny Pack.
Yeah, he dead. And plus, he won the election. Dead.
No. No. Where have I been? I gotta go read this. I did not know.
Nevada.
Yes, in Vegas.
Yeah.
Damn it. Anyway,
I was. I was reading about some shit that happened. It was a famous brothel kind of around the area I'm at, like in the Bowling Green area. They was talking about it's a hell of a book. I need to go try to read the motherfucker too. You know, this woman, she did a lot for the community. You know, like the kids didn't have coats and shit. She going to buy coats for everybody. But this, you know, this is dirty money, but everybody turned the other cheek.
It's dirty money because it's outlawed here. And the other half of the other side of the world.
It's different. Not.
But now look at it.
West Coast is a whole nother vibe, man, from the East Coast. It's something completely crazy, man. I can't explain it, but I like it. I could dig it, man. I could get used to it. I ain't even gonna lie, it's expensive, but I could dig it. I work
like the fucking what's that religion? That dude that was running for president that time against Obama. What was his name? Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Mormon. You know, and Mormon, that religion right there, they have more than one wife. And they like shit like that.
I really don't know too much about it.
I like the Amish. The Amish, they're monogamous. Last I checked, they were anyway.
Amish don't believe in nothing. They don't believe in deodorant.
They completely old school. They live off the land.
That's what I'm about to say. They all clothes. In my city, in my community, in my area, the Amish is real big here.
Yes, a lot of owners.
They build a lot of. They build a lot of fire,
and they fine. I ain't even gonna lie, they beautiful.
Oh, there she go.
They beautiful. The kids was beautiful too, bro. The kids like they came out of a magazine. They little dresses and little hats and stuff on. Man, I'm telling you, they're beautiful. But I ain't gonna lie, I did catch one dude with a little beard on him. I was like, yep, you ain't married yet. Because the shorter the beard, like, they ain't married. If they don't have no beard, it's they either too young or they ain't married yet. And the longer the beard, the longer the marriage. Boom. And he was all in this. And I was all like, what's up?
So what you gonna do? You gonna go Amish or no?
Nah, this was like a few years ago when I went to Pennsylvania. I was in Birmingham. They got some good ass food too. Shout out to Pennsylvania, Birmingham.
The Amish people are monogamous, so that's what made me
go. Hold on now. We can't be giving nobody no shout outs. They need to pay.
I need I'm trying to take my baby back. That junk was it was lovely. It was beautiful. I'm talking glass sculptures, like, for your brunch, man. Like, beautiful. Gotta go back.
Sound like you want to be monogamous with food.
Yeah.
I'm already monogamous with food. What you mean? Man, I'm sipping dang on mimosa. Dang on pineapples in me.
But yeah, the monogamy thing, it's all about, it's a personal thing. I feel like it's personal.
It's
like religion. It's like religion. That's basically what it is. It's like a religion. It's like a religion. Whatever you choose, whatever you prefer.
And
so there's no wrong or right answer to this shit. It's however you feel.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? This is whatever you're gonna do.
Let's say if someone is dating, they're trying to be monogamous, they're trying to attract that other mate. Are they allowed to still sleep around and date other people while they're trying to attract that other mate?
I mean, on your definition of dating.
How do you attract somewhat healthy now to have a lifelong thing with someone?
But this is the thing. Okay, I understand where you come from. We've been fucking around for 15 years. 10, 15 years, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'd met somebody I really, you know, feel like we finna go and do our thing.
Nobody married, but yeah, it's so many rules and stipulations and, you know, boundaries, but yeah.
If she fuck with you like you fuck with her and you come to her, like, you know, you telling her what's up, shit, and y'all got that mutual understanding, shit, you ain't gotta worry about it. But if, you know, but she know if shit don't go right over here, she know what's up.
It's one person that's gonna want something different and the other just might not.
That's not always though. That if you go into the situation, let the motherfucker know what you expect. This is what I expect, this is what I want, this, that, and the third. And other motherfuckers just tell you like, nah, I ain't want that. This ain't what I'm on the type. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So man, it's all about your mindset. Like D said, it's what you want. If you want if you want a monogamous relationship, you're gonna have a monogamous relationship. If that's not what you want, that's not what you're gonna have.
Yes, you in that person. It's gotta be both of y'all. Yeah,
gotta be on the same page. I feel you.
It's phase. I feel like it's phase, like being monogamous phase, because don't nobody, everybody thinks somebody out to play them nowadays. Don't nobody go in a relationship genuinely thinking like, yo, this is who I want, that they want me. You going, everybody going to the mindset, going in a relationship with the mindset like, I ain't trying to get played. So you always on defense in your relationship. And you always like, you always on defense thinking somebody gonna get played or whatever. And once you get those signs, you feel like your partner's not being monogamous, and your head like, they ain't gonna play me and not get played back. So that goes to why everybody start cheating.
But that's where, you know, you gotta communicate and make sure that whatever you are doing, that everybody's still comfortable with just that. Everybody's still good. We still on the same page. Because, you know, people may just start trying to change the rules of the game to get what they want.
And you said it. You said it. That's the number one thing, communication.
Yeah.
And that's the pro and the con. Because, you know, some communication can be miscommunicating. Some motherfuckers can miss the message, and then that can create a whole fucking storm that didn't even mean to happen. And there you go.
Women's logic.
I agree completely. I completely agree. And with that being said, I'm going to challenge myself to not only communicate more, but better. Like, all this text and shit is out the window.
And I hate that shit.
Like,
but, and at the same
don't
time,
get me wrong,
but
I
at
love
the same
it.
Time, you gotta
I
be able to hold a conversation too now.
I love it, yes. I love it. But sometimes some stuff you gotta call and discuss. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make time to, you know, let's sit face to face and talk about this thing. Cause this right here a little bit too hardcore for a text message. I don't wanna misinterpret anything.
That's why you gotta get your iPhone too, FaceTime, motherfucker.
I can FaceTime just fine. I said I was considering iPhone. Y'all don't stop coming for Android. Android don't even be messing with y'all. And here y'all come. What you doing? Anyway.
And I think on men part, they step out on relationships more now. The younger generation, like our generation on down, I feel like dudes step out more in relationships now because you got females that don't know their worth or don't appreciate themselves. So they put up with anything. So a nigga not gonna leave. He not gonna leave this chick over here that's gonna put up with anything.
But I'm saying, you got dudes that claim they want one thing, but they actually saying a whole nother. Like, you can't be sitting here saying, oh, I don't want no relationship, we just gonna fuck. But here you come wanting to take me on a damn date. It don't work like that. Either we gonna fuck or we, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't expect me to call you the next day. Don't expect me to text you if we just fucking.
But this, hold on. This another thing too, man.
It's why they get crossed and stuff. Like, that's why I'm saying this stuff is so tricky.
But everything starts from the house. It's what you see. Now, this if his mama got niggas running in and out this motherfucker, shit, he think that's cool. So yeah. he gonna repeat the same process. He gonna have him running in and out. You know what I'm saying? God. So he think that's cool, and now that's what's going on more nowadays. Cause it ain't.
And I've seen a lot of it, like a lot of it, that's like right.
We grew up. It's not too many, and I don't know the number. It might be. I'm pretty sure 60% of black men did not grow up in the two parent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rare, man.
Right. And that's why the cycle keep on repeating itself. Yeah. It just keep repeating itself.
Yeah, like dudes they ain't grow up in a respect but with a man showing them how to love just one woman. So you feel me? Like,
man, that's exactly why. If I have an itch, like I said, it need to be scratched, it gets done outside the house.
Niggas can't change a tire, man.
Oh, preach! Period. With nails and everything, you can change a tire.
You niggas can't change a tire, but you.
And I went and asked my granddad to teach me. I didn't have nobody come and say, "Hey, let me show you this," because my dad wasn't there. So you know,
y'all didn't see that Facebook post I made about dude that couldn't change the tire, and it turned to a whole argument. This girl was like, not all dudes know how to change tires. I said, that's not what? Man like, bro.
That's,
how
you
can't change no tire.
Right. I'm right. The second my kid got that arm strength, I'm teaching him like it's nothing. And his dad or his dad gonna do it.
But now, I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy. One time, I'm over one of my little partner's spot, man. It's probably about 5-6 niggas in here. It's hot as hell. He went and bought a fan, but don't nobody in the house know how to put the fan together. I think I charged the niggas to put the fan up. But it was 5 minutes. Man, give me $20.
Oh, God.
Man, I've put my kids' toys together. Like, are you serious? Yeah, I got screwdrivers, wrenches, and everything in my daggone drawer right now in the kitchen. It's crazy.
It's bad out here, man.
Yeah.
It's for the black men anyway.
We gotta start coming together, man. We gotta start playing. We gotta stop, period. Like, back in the day, though, you gotta respect back in the day. We always talk about back in the day because I ain't even gonna lie. No matter what was going on, man, they still took care of each other. Like, even
didn't
though
have the choice. That's
they
all
didn't
had
have no choice. Thank you. They didn't have no choice. People think Black Panther was just some gang that came against the white people. Like, no, the Black Panther Party, they the ones who established WIC, man. WIC is founded because of them, man. It was because of them. People had milk and bread and stuff, and people was out here. Babies were still having their formula, whatever they needed. You know, the women that was breastfeeding still had the help that they needed. Like, they looked out for each other. Angela Davis and stuff, like, it was educated, man. Like,
listen, I just watched a little, matter of fact, I gotta go and shout him out, Killer Mike. I watched his little series. He just dropped it on Netflix the other night.
What's and, it called?
I'm gonna have to pull it up in a minute. But anyway, it's like he was living on the black dollar for like 3 days, and he couldn't do shit because, you know, black people didn't make it. It was like, it's called a Trigger Warning with Killer Mike. It's on Netflix. The episode was called Living Black.
Is he still living in Atlanta?
Yeah.
But isn't that where the Black Bank is?
You just gotta watch it. It's crazy. But look back in times. We had our own everything, own banks, own schools, own dentists, you know,
black
own doctors.
Street. Yeah, right, Black Wall right. Street.
Now, man, we don't have shit to, you
it's
know, not too much.
You, if you, like, before, you ain't even had to have insurance, and the doctor still looked out, you know what I'm saying? And everybody kept it on the low, because, you know, doctors can't just be making house visits and just pulling out their weapons and tools any and everywhere, you know what I'm saying? They when they take that oath, you know, they gotta bow to that junk. Like, it's crazy. But anyway, yeah, they used to look out, period.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now you can't even ask a question without them saying set an appointment and it's this much amount of money. Like,
they looked out for each other, but do y'all think they was monogamous?
Yes. No.
No.
It just depends. I don't know. It just depends.
Man, I feel like overall, you're going to have your temptations. You're going to have your weakness. If you're not strong enough to communicate and do what you're supposed to do to escape these certain temptations, be able to block them and stay true to each other, then yeah, shit just like that is going to happen. You're going to open that door for stuff like that to happen.
It's not in our genetic code, man. So it's going you. Everybody, I feel like everybody's been stepped out on somebody on their relationship.
And it ain't even gotta be penetration necessarily. It could be a text message. It could be a emotional conversation. That's being intimate with somebody right there.
So
back in the day, it was more. I don't think they did it as much.
They might not do it as it's freaking.
But at the same time, look at these old relationships, 30 and 40. 50-year-old relationships. They went through some shit.
Yeah, that also was another point I was going to say. I was like, yo, you done been with somebody for so long. Y'all done been in the same habit, same pattern. That's why it's good to, like, switch up your, spice up your relationship and shit like that. But you done been with somebody for so long that you completely, like, comfortable and you ain't satisfied, but that person is who you're familiar with. So, and you don't want to lose that person because that's who you're familiar with. So that you might motherfucking be working somewhere and this new hot little thing is like damn done sparked your interest.
And I feel you. Like, I feel like don't lose yourself once you get with someone. People people tend to do that because they do get comfortable, and it does start, stuff does become routine, and before you know it, you got years later, and one person might just become angry and resentful, and they ready to just bust out and live and leave another person, and they know they like, dang, who am I? All I knew was this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't lose yourself. Like, me personally, I plan on being that chick that still hit the gym. I want to be that chick that you met. Like, I don't ever want to stop being the chick that you met.
Yeah.
That's my goal when it comes to my relationship. I want to always be the chick that you met. I don't ever want to stop working to get you. I don't ever, like, I'm going to be that chick that's still going to be sending you news. I'm going to possibly pop up at your job and, you know, act like I got a question or a problem just to lock the door to your office and we to have a 30-minute talk, but we ain't really talking. We handling our business. You know what I'm saying?
Pop it back.
I'm that relationship. That's, you know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to stop working. And I actually did another research from a homie. I went to the dudes.
Bill Nye the Science Girl.
This dude is married. And I think he's between the age of, let me see, 30 and 40. And he said the same thing, like we said in the beginning.
What's his alias?
Oh, the man. What was he? What he said? The man? Or get it, Mr. Get It Done?
Man.
Mr. Get It Done, something like that. I don't know. It was crazy. But that one stuck out, Mr. Get It Done. We really was geeking off of that one. But anyway, I'm going to make sure I tell him I mentioned that one. But anyway, he said the same thing. It was about a mindset, and he had to fix his mindset to attract what he wanted. And he said he was out here playing too, expecting to get what he wanted, but still doing what he wanted, knowing, and you know, wasn't going to attract the results. And he said he didn't even decide to go holler at the single mothers, you know what I'm saying? Because he said single moms, they take care of their business, you know what I'm saying? So he said, you know, they ain't going to play around, so, you know, he can get something serious out of them and possibly, you know, his wife. But he said the single mom was on some crazy stuff. Like, she was just as irresponsible as a woman who wasn't, you know, a single mom. So he said he had to get out of that. He ended up playing games with her too, and he had to end up leaving that. And so, but he said he ended up, you know, from a mutual friend, attracting another friend, and she was on the same path. They wanted the same things. And he said he just kept in touch and just kept working. He was just consistent. He just kept working and just working and working. He just wouldn't stop. And eventually got him married.
Did he tell you though what made him want to be monogamous to that one person?
Yeah, he said he just valued her overall. He just saw her. Like,
yeah,
he just saw her. After just working and
beat that person,
kept at it with him and was herself and, you know, inviting, just everything. Just they just kept working. They just kept working at it.
Yeah, I know, as a man, bro, you meet some chick, she be like, yeah, this is going to be for a season, a couple weeks, you feel me? And, you know, you as a man, I feel like when I see a woman, I know, like, okay, I'm going to cheat on her. I'm not going to cheat on her. It's monogamous. It's just not going to be monogamous. Like, you know what you going to do when you meet a person, to be honest.
That is true. I feel like certain actions attract certain actions, like... I don't know. Like, you know,
I've had
conversations with people, and it's like, yeah, this ain't gonna last.
Yeah.
This ain't gonna last. Well, I don't even know what to do. Like, should I walk away now? Or, like, how should I play this out? How we gonna do this? Because this ain't gonna last.
It's crazy because, I mean, you know, I don't have kids, and people be like, you ain't got no kids? Well, damn, I ain't married either.
It's true.
And, I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
Like getting married now.
I actually respect people that don't have kids. Like, take your time.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. Because I'm getting married once, and that's it.
Thank you, once, and that's it. What Jay-Z say, he don't care if the house burning down. If him and his wife beefing, he don't care if the house burning down. He ain't leaving.
I'm telling you.
That nigga said he ain't leaving. That's how I see it too.
That's it.
I'm going nowhere. Once I take that covenant, that's it. We in this. I can't walk away from this time. And I've always been the one to walk away. That's my problem. I just feel like I don't have to put up with certain shit. You're not gonna make me. And if I don't have to, then why should I stay? So I'll leave. And not look back. Unless I want some. Damn.
That's what's gonna kill you every time.
Every time. But I went back though. Like I said, I'm all about attracting. I'm all as of right now, I believe in attracting what you want. So am I currently in my life doing that right now? No, I am not. No. Have I done that? Yes, I have. Have I cheated? Yes, I have.
I feel like it's human nature. Everybody's cheated before.
Everybody.
You might not have cheated physically. Because I feel like not physical interaction is not always cheating.
And my thing is, I hate when people try to pretty up cheating. Cheating is cheating, bruh. Like, stop. And I'm a female saying this. Stop trying to pretty up cheat. I was drunk. No, man, no. The body, let me tell you about the body. I want to be a doctor. I love everything about the body. It is so beautiful. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. Oh, my God, just beautiful. Anyway, the body is connected. Like, when it comes to orgasms, every nerve in your body from the brain to your toes is connected to feel this orgasm. So you're not about to sit here and tell me that you were so drunk that you didn't know what you was doing when you was busting. Like, come on, man. Or you didn't know I was gonna lead to that, or you like, come on, you know what you was gonna do when you got there. You know,
that's not true.
It could possibly take place. You knew you might not want this person, but you know what I'm saying? If push comes to shove, hey, I fuck him.
No, that's not true, though.
Or I might just do this, or I'll get this from him.
That's not true, though, because
I feel like when it comes to cheating, it comes from a selfish place. It doesn't come from a pretty place. And stop trying to pretty it up. Cheating is cheating, man. And at the end of the day, if you're going to work through it, because it came from an ugly place, something happened to make you go do this. So if you're going to fix it and work through it, or it's going to destroy everything and you're done. Like, that was the end of it. That was the last straw. But I just hate when people try to pretty up cheating. Like, stop it. You did it. Own it.
You know you drunk. You know you drunk, right? Yo, damn, decision making is all the way the fuck off.
Yeah, sure.
So, being drunk is somewhat. It depends on your level of drunk. Some people be like, "Yo, I was drunk. That's when I did it," and they just be tipsy.
I'm sorry.
They know what they was doing. But if you drunk to the point
side of sex somewhere,
to the point you done passed that. You wake up and this motherfucker with hot breath breathing over you. No, that's not your fault.
It ain't your fault.
No.
So somebody put a gun to your head and said, "Drink this."
So you get so drunk and reckless
and irresponsible that you might just irresponsibly sleep with this person and regret it later.
So you said rape victims. It's their fault they get raped.
No, I'm not saying it's their fault to get raped. Okay, hell no.
That's what I'm saying. You get drunk to that point. So, not all the time. And you end up fucking somebody because you drunk to that point.
I just feel like when it comes to cheating. Well, we're not talking about rape victims. We're talking about cheating.
That's cheating. If you're in a relationship and you get drunk, somebody take it from you. Technically, you had sex with somebody else. That's cheating.
Now, did you know that this person was possibly attracted to you and this could possibly take place before you went and did all of this stuff with this person? Ooh. It's got to be some type of sign somewhere before you make these decisions. And every temptation is a way of escape. So you can't just sit here and tell me that you didn't see something.
I feel like before you decided to make the decision
that you made that brought the consequences that it's going to bring.
I feel like y'all females, what y'all have to understand is, like, a nigga, y'all female, they be naive to the fact when it was like, "Oh, I got more male friends than female friends." Let me tell you something about a nigga, bro. That comes from me. And man, dudes don't be friends, like genuinely friends, with females that they not attracted to.
I actually have more male friends than girlfriends.
Most niggas don't have no damn butt ass, ugly, respucia looking friends. Unless y'all grew up together and that. Somebody just met and they're like, "Oh yeah, this is my homegirl right here." That nigga got some attraction to her. So she gonna hang out with that nigga. She know he attracted to her some type of way.
Oh yeah. Most definitely, I agree.
Yeah, some type of way. It's some type of connection. It's definitely some type of connection.
Yeah.
It's almost weird. Like, it almost makes it hard now to be friends with the opposite sex, because it's like there's always that question in the back of your mind, like, when I'm walking off, are they looking at my ass? Like, can we not just do this? Because, you know,
it's crazy.
Why can't we just be friends? Like, why can't you just accept the fact that I don't want to have sex with you because you have a penis and I have a vagina?
Yeah, you gotta understand, most dudes, if you meet a motherfucker and y'all friends, y'all just become friends. I say after the age of 24, maybe. If a nigga just want to be your friend, after the age of y'all 24, he got a motive behind that shit. I don't just meet new friends. I don't know. Maybe call me whatever. But I'm just not gonna make no new friend.
I kind of agree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a such thing as an associate. I speak to you whenever I see you this day and the third.
But I don't know.
It could be like business partners. I mean, like, we're cool and we never had no ties of any sort, and it's completely professional.
We ain't never hung out either. That's what I'm saying. Like, or trying to go our way to, like, yo, let's meet up and kick it type shit.
But I don't know, because I done met some chicks that I probably did want to smash, and then when I met them, was like, nah, friend zone.
That's a different way to look at it.
Yeah, because it's very possible, for one, they probably can't, them kids probably bad as fuck. They can't tame their kids. That's the number one turn off for me.
Smashable. It just means I don't want to smash.
Yeah, but that turned me off, right? I don't even want to smash.
I don't want that from you. We good. I'm here. I'm here to support. I'm gonna be part of the support system.
I'm gonna just crack jokes. Yeah, we maybe come through here. I might come through here and get something to eat if your house clean.
Right.
I'm so cold. I'll turn my homies on to you. But I don't want none.
It ain't even about being cold. It's just, you know, what might not work for you might work with somebody else, you know. Yeah. I also believe that there's someone for everyone. I mean, but I feel like it's a mindset.
Yeah. Damn, it's all about what you want to do. It's all about what you want to do. It's all on you. Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah, everything's on your mind. It depends on you.
What makes people cheat?
It's not, I mean, you can't, it's, I don't, it's not some, people are human. You just said that.
Have y'all ever cheated?
And shit be like in the
past? Let's talk about past. We're not talking about right now, because I've cheated. I admit it. I'm definitely not bragging about it at all.
What made you cheat? When you cheat?
Holy shit. You guys better say what made you guys cheat, man. I'm not playing. What made me cheat? I just felt like it was a lot going on. Like, he stopped talking to me. He started calling less. When he would come and see me, he was distracted. It was like his mind was somewhere else. What else? He would never have any money anymore. Like, we would split stuff, because I'm a firm believer in, you know, pulling up to the table with something to bring to the table, not just, you know, ready to fix a plate. But so we would split stuff and share everything, and it got to, like, he would never have any money, and he wouldn't even have an account for it. Like, he just wouldn't have it, and just very nonchalant, started ignoring me. It was just a lot. One blow after the other, and I'm trying everything. I'm talking, I'm pulling out all the tricks. I mean,
so would you say
I'm in a relationship too? I was 18 to the age of 20, less than 2 years. This dude took my virginity. We sex store shopping and everything. I mean, I tried, and before you know it, opportunity presented itself. And
my whole question is, would you consider that even cheating? Because to me, it sounded like the relationship was over.
Right.
That's what it felt like to me. It felt like it was over, and it felt like I was well within my rights. That's not an excuse.
It's at like, all. Yeah, to me, it felt like the relationship was over. So
that's where it was when I did what I did. And make it so bad how I knew it was really over. Please don't judge me, but how I knew it was really over was I cheated again.
But shit, that wasn't cheating.
I don't think that's cheating. It sounds like the relationship is over.
Actually, after the second time, I cut it off. I didn't even tell him I cheated. I just basically told him it's not working. And what was crazy was we broke up before I cheated. We broke up. I broke up with him before I cheated because I knew it wasn't working. And it was him that convinced me to stay together and work through it, only for me to get worse treatment. And then I cheat. And then I was like, look, this really is not working. Let's just go ahead and end this. I really have to go. Because by this time, I'm cheating, and I don't want to be a cheater. I always said I would never cheat, and here I am cheating. Like, this really is not a relationship. This is not a relationship. Really, I got to get out of this.
Hell, that wasn't cheating. You gave me a bad example.
It really wasn't cheating.
That example sucked.
Yeah, we did. Well, I feel like it was cheating because at the end of the day, we were still together. Nobody had broke up with each other.
Y'all
we got
was not together. Y'all was not together. Yeah, nobody.
Everything nobody that took said. Place, we wasn't together. That wasn't a relationship, but nobody had ended anything. We still were together. People were still saying, hey, like, people still knew we were together.
Listen, you don't have to out your mouth say, yo, this shit ain't working, it's over. Actions speak louder than words.
I still had to be the one to end it, because in his mind, I was still his girl, and you know.
It couldn't be if he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. In his mind, you weren't his girl.
My mindset. That was my thing. We ain't together. This ain't no relationship. I feel like I was well within my rights.
So you gave us a bad example of cheating.
I'm not a cheater.
So D, when you cheated, what
man.
Made you?
I don't even know if I cheated either.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like I did cheat this. So if somebody ever asked me if I cheated, I can now say no.
Y'all just made me seem like a bad guy. Like, I'm the only one.
I just ain't never been in a lot of relationships. I just.
Same here.
I just ain't no relationship. I mean, I'm a long-term type of motherfucker. I ain't finna just be playing with you. If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it. Other than that, you know, I'll fuck off with you. But
yeah,
she threw me off when she said, if we fuck, we can't go out to eat. Damn, what? I might get hungry sometimes. I might want to take you out to eat, then fuck you.
Let's talk about those
type of things. But don't sit here and not want to be monogamous, but you want monogamous type of benefits. I feel like stuff like that is working towards something. We now about to sit here, have a whole conversation, possibly become more deeper than just sex, and you know, like, I don't, like, this could possibly just get weird. You know what I'm saying?
I guess that's my problem. I guess that's where to be fucked up at, huh?
No. I just feel like people want what they want.
I mean, yeah.
People want just sex, give them just that. And if you want just sex, say that. Don't be sitting here wanting just sex, and then, you know, but you can't talk to nobody else, though. Like, hold on.
I got a question to follow that, too. So, like, when we say monogamy, that's only if you're in a relationship, or that's also with just talking to a motherfucker. If you're just talking to somebody, can you have sex with more than one person, or you just have sex with just that
one
person?
Me personally, in my experience in the single life, like from the time of my first ever relationship to 18, from the time now for me ending my relationship with my kid's dad, when I was single between those times, it was just sex for me. If it was just sex, it was just sex.
Just with more than one person, or just with one person?
No, I didn't play that. I was not comfortable with that. If we're going to have sex, we're going to just have sex. And if we feel like we need to have sex with other people, then please tell me. Like, don't be out here, you know, we comfortable with each other, and it's you know, we now good, and we possibly...
That's the thing.
That's where stuff gets complicated. But yeah, I feel like communication comes in. Let's talk about what we want. Let's talk about what we expect from each other, so lines don't get crossed. Because the last thing I want is you expecting something from me that I cannot possibly give you, or I wasn't even ready to give you.
But at the same time, it's not comfortable as a man telling you this either, because we know we're gonna hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
But who wanna hurt your feelings like that? You know.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's my thing. If you're gonna go screw somebody else, then say that, because I might just go do that too. So if I go do it, don't have an issue with me, because
that
way ain't got no issue with you.
That comes with females always saying, yo,
just don't even ask me. Because I ain't even asking you.
Just females be like, just tell us what y'all want up front. And this is that and third. Then,
I feel like
then
if a female is asking you questions and she's, yes, if a female is asking you these questions, be up front. Hurt, damn feelings. It's 2019. We're not kids. We're grown. Be honest.
But when a nigga tell her what.
I hurt her feelings and I ain't got the ass yet.
Tell her the truth. Because at the end of the day, when a female truth with you is going to hurt your feelings, possibly.
Because when a nigga.
I'm going to be that female that's going to be truthful with you. If I'm not attracted to you, I'm going to let you know right now, baby, I'm not attracted to you. Don't even waste your time. I don't want it.
But then when niggas be up front with you, maybe like, yo, just I just
want to ask. I love it. Talk dirty to me, baby.
Feel all hurt and
talk dirty to me, baby. I love it.
I can't believe you came at me like
that.
The
truth don't tickle.
Yeah, she all offensive.
But the truth don't tickle, man. Truth ain't pretty, and the truth don't supposed to feel good. It hurts like hell, no. But we want it, and
females
we need to
say they
take
want the truth. They don't really want the truth.
Y'all don't want that.
I can't speak for all females. I can only speak for me, because like I said, I'm not representing the female gang. I can only talk about Jamisha, what she's been through. I want the truth. Like I said, hurt me, baby. Talk dirty to me. Please. Please let me know what's up.
Just be real with me.
I don't want no smoke. I don't want no beef. Cause I'm gonna definitely keep it real and open at all times. I'm gonna let you know my mic. Hey, I'm feeling like this, man. What's up? We ain't meshing here. What's good? I mean, I'm that person. Before I don't just go cheat. Like you gotta push me. Like we.
I don't think nobody's ever right. Gonna cheat though.
They don't. I don't feel like they don't. But you got people.
You got a heartless motherfucker just to wake up one day and be like, you know what? I'm just gonna.
I'm just gonna do me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's certain variables that push a person.
Yeah.
Unless you rush into a relationship with somebody you don't fucking know, and then when you like, yo, this ain't what I motherfucking thought this was, that's different. But if you've been in a relationship with somebody for some years, you don't put time in, you don't just wake up one day and be like, yo, I'll just go fuck somebody up. It's variables that influence that.
True.
Yeah. Well, y'all been fucking around, or it's just crazy.
I still do feel like in this craziness and madness that I know for a fact I'm capable of monogamy. I am very hardworking. I'm giving, and it takes a hardworking, tough skin type of person to want a relationship, because it ain't easy. People think relationships are all like rainbows. They think that when it's time to get with someone and be a couple, let's be the next like Jay-Z and Beyonce and take pictures on Instagram and have magic
you
Jordans.
You can't use Jay-Z and Beyonce no more. They don't admit it. They cheated on each other.
Right. And I love it. I love it. Thank you.
But at the same time, man, it's all...
Not saying what they did was right, but they're honest.
The same page. But hold on. Who Beyonce give that pussy to?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
I want to know. I think it was dance or something.
Shit. That I nigga mean, ain't we, said nothing. He's the real. He the real MVP.
I mean, we all know Beyonce, like, she like corny niggas. She's with Marcus Houston now. That nigga corny.
She was with Marcus Houston?
Yeah, it's new to me too.
I gotta Google Beyonce Marcus. What? Wow, that's crazy. But hey, they're still together. They're working through it. And like, they use their music as their therapy. So look, it works.
Yeah,
they worked through it. They toughed it out. They even talk about it now, their music.
Yeah, they laughing and getting paid. Laughing all the way to
laughing
the
and getting paid off of it. Come on now. Come on. All we need is love, man. Love's got to win. It always does. But in this day and time, is it going to win?
Well, it'll take more than love.
That's another thing at this point. It's like love is not even enough anymore.
That is because people don't know what love is.
Oh, you went there.
If you never experienced love, how can you give it?
Start from the home.
If you never experienced love, you can't give nothing. You don't.
And love yourself. And I'm not saying go get like And I'm not, when I say love yourself, I'm not saying go buy some expensive ass shoes and take a picture of yourself and pray to God you get over 100 likes. That's not loving yourself. Like, take a bubble bath, you know, have meditate, go take a yoga class. You know what I'm saying? Go open a book. You know, Michelle Obama got a badass book out right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, better yourself some type of way. That's loving yourself. Somehow improving something.
Sound like Russell Simmons.
You know what I'm saying? But people, I say that because my dad didn't teach me what love was. He was controlling. And what's crazy is I've only been in two serious relationships. My first and my kid's dad. Everybody else is just toys to me. And I'm not trying to be funny, but that's just how I see it. Like, I didn't know what love was. Like, I just didn't want to be used and controlled. Each dude, like, tried to somehow control me and tame me like I'm some type of wild animal. Like, they didn't want to love me while I love me, too. Like, I'm still learning every day who the hell I am. Every day. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm still learning, learn with me. And then I can learn you, too. Love me while I love me. Don't sit here and try to make me something that I'm not so you can love that. Like, what the fuck? I'm not a toy or a Barbie that can, like, no. I'm not some trophy that you can just put together. No, I'm human too. And this is me. This is what I come from. It might not be pretty, but this is what made me who I am. And I know it might not be pretty, but look at me still working, trying to build that. Look at me trying. So the fact that I'm trying to better myself, you should love that and love me while I love me. That's how I see it in this day and time. And motherfuckers don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. And I'm not just saying men. I'm definitely not saying it's men. Women too. Women don't want to respect the fact that a man might not be working, you know, this banging ass 9-to-5, but he working. He's still paying bills. He still got his own though. Like, come on, man.
I think that would drive women to cheat more though. They see another dude that ain't got what they do got, and they just get curious about that shit. I think that's what drives women to cheat more.
You know, I was telling my mom that I was gonna start taking screenshots because like, women are always coming at men saying men cheat more, and men are always saying that women are better cheaters and we cheat more. And I told her that at the end of the day, like, when it comes to cheating, it just comes from a selfish place, like I said before, and you're making up your mind to go and do this thing. You know, this is what drove you to this point, and this is what you're gonna go do to make yourself feel better. And I told her I was gonna start taking a screenshot of how much I'm tempted. just take a collection of it so people can see, you know, it's still a mindset. It's still something you decide to go do. You know, it's still a way of escape. It's still ways that certain stuff can be blocked, or you cannot attract or fall into certain things that could possibly bring certain consequences. Like, it's you gotta want to do right, and it's possible. It's hard as fuck. It is hard as hell, but it's possible.
I wouldn't even say it's hard. If that's who you are,
it takes a hardworking person.
I'm saying if that's who you are,
not just with a female. Like, it takes a hard. Even with being parents, it's hard working.
Telling somebody you love them, then that's who you want to be with, and then saying, "Oh, me not going to fuck somebody else is hard." That's an excuse. It's not hard. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
No, I'm not saying that cheating. Like, hold on. Maybe this is coming off wrong, because at the end of the day, like I said, there is cheating doesn't come from a pretty place at all. And I'm not trying to pretty it up at all. So, but when it comes to relationships, you have to work to not make those type of decisions, I feel like, or to not open those certain type of doors either that could possibly drive someone to cheat or make decisions that could cause something to not be monogamous or make it difficult to not be monogamous. That's what I'm saying.
I got a little emoji face with my hand on my chin right now.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. But you said that the chicks, you know, get curious about the other dudes and all that shit. Like,
I wouldn't say get curious. I just feel like they're tempted. Like,
What's that one movie? Plug Love. She had to do with it all, but she still gonna fuck with the other cat.
But that's he had time. She knew he was fucking other females though. He was giving his, but, and he wasn't giving her the attention she needed.
That's what I'm saying. It was the attention factor. It's a lot of that's going on.
Yeah.
These niggas with the money.
And that's another thing. That's where the hard working part comes in. Don't stop working. Don't lose yourself. Don't stop being the person that you are. Be who you are.
Yeah, that's on the other, like what you said. Stop
mistaking perfection when you're not perfect yourself, because everyone is flawed. Whether you want to admit it or not, everyone is flawed. You might think you're perfect, but what? To somebody else, you might just have big ears. And you all this time, you probably didn't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
He's trying to single me out
because
I got big ears.
I'm not talking about you, but you know, now that you say that, Mel, baby, your ears, sweetie.
What Dee said with Plug Love, she had to do it and had everything, and he messed up for giving her the attention she needed, so she stepped out. But then on the other spectrum, you got the little Tyler Perry movie, Temptation, that she had the man, the hardworking man that was giving her everything she needed. But you got this nigga over, this rich dude over here, that's different than her man, so she got
killed. Right.
Yep.
And ended up with that pack.
And that's a lot of that going on.
You know what made me mad with that? Because I feel like she could have did something to spice their relationship up. Go buy a damn sex swing or something, bitch. Like, are you really that ungrateful? Like, there's got to be something you can do, you know what I'm saying, to...
Communication. She didn't communicate with him and tell him that she was
Go buy a wig. Change your hairstyle. Come home with a jacket on and nothing on up under it and be a whole nother person. And he can't, you know what I'm saying? If he don't respond to you in this type of way, punish him. They had some Christian Grey shit coming on. Like, do something to try to better something before you go and make these dumbass decisions. And that's my whole point. It comes from a selfish place. She became selfish. She ain't even try.
I see it from both spectrums though, because she gave him hints that he was complacent.
Okay.
She just
if he ain't catching it fast enough, because men don't
sometimes men gotta tell him.
Come on, help him. Help yourself. This point. No, cause that movie really pissed me off. I hate that fucking movie. You ain't mentioning it. It pissed me off so bad. Cause she asked for all that shit. And it was like, it didn't have to happen.
She got mad.
Sorry. It pisses me off. Cause it still goes on to this day. A lot of that goes on to this day. Too much of it goes on to this day.
That's why that's a good movie, because it's real life situation.
Yeah.
It's a lot of married people not even respecting the covenant that they made with God and their partner to this day. It's disgusting. The divorce rate is steady climbing. You don't even see a lot of black couples together anymore. You don't see a lot of black married couples anymore. It's disgusting. Right. That movie pisses me off.
it's bad. That's the whole conversation. It's bad, man.
Yeah, that's another reason. Like, if you're not gonna be monogamous,
don't try to be in a relationship.
Yeah,
don't even be in a relationship, because you'll be bringing
don't waste people's time.
You don't even have to be in a relationship to be monogamous. Though. If you're gonna be single, be monogamous, because man, single people, they like, oh, I'm single. I can go dip and dab wherever I want to. And those you motherfuckers that carry the most motherfucking diseases, and then they get in a relationship with somebody, and they ain't take care of their diseases, but gave it to the person they with. Like, but that's what scares me about motherfuckers not being monogamous.
That's where communication comes in. If this is what you want, let's go get these tests together and let's be open with each other. Let's be pink. Like, come on, like, this is what we're gonna do. Let's do it right.
Damn right.
Hey, everybody got a pass. Ain't nobody perfect. I ain't saying everybody was sluts or nothing, but I'm just saying everybody has a pass. Everybody done did something that they ain't proud of, or somebody else is gonna judge you, say, "Ooh, that's disgusting," or "That's bad." So, I mean, come on, let's be real about this and go get these shakes and stuff together. Let's go into this shit clean slate.
Yeah, like mother's just hitting Tom, picking Harry, Sally, Sue, and Mary.
I got Bee Gees. Where are my Bee Gees?
Passing that damn Magic Johnson around.
That's, oh Jesus, ain't no magic in that shit.
They be listening to Kanye talking about you can live through anything. Magic made it.
Oof. Dang. Oh, that be rain. Yeah, look at his sign. I'm confused. He is confused. Handsome man. Look at him.
I ain't promoting.
He's walking some hills better than me. And I can kill some heels, like, oh my God.
I would not comment on that because yeah, Kevin Hart got kicked out. Kevin Hart got kicked from hosting the Oscars because of
yeah, I ain't promoting none of that. I don't know.
Because he comment. Had an opinion. I'm not about to discuss yeah. no opinion. Let's talk about what we're talking about. Other than that, it's an opinion. And it's my opinion. I'm not about to sit here and argue with nobody about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would I look like getting in trouble over something that I feel about? Man, you better get out of my face with that. It's too much stuff going on. You got homeless people out here. World warming and stuff. You better get out of my face with that over an opinion. Bye. I wish I would. No interviews, bitches.
That's the world we live in now. Come at me, please. So sensitive.
Come at
so
me, sensitive now. Come at me, please.
Everybody's sensitive.
That's what I'm saying. Talk back to me. Be real with me. Everybody, but everybody's so real, though, too, though. And everybody want real. Yeah. Taking you real with them, like you said, like women can't take truth and stuff, and I feel like that's true too.
Yeah.
They're not ready for
the
it.
Truth. Tell me the truth. Nah, you don't want this truth.
Mm-mm. And it's some, and it's a lot of fellas that can't take it either.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't go say nothing because you know, it's always women level. Coming at men.
No, the tender level is up.
They really cannot.
A lot of niggas, just listen to the music. Listen to the Kevin Gates. He's super tender.
Oh, Drake will let you know.
He's simp. Drake's a simp.
Drake will let you know his feelings.
Future, this nigga said, what did he say? Go and fuck another nigga or some shit. What? What are you talking about, Craig?
They talking about Future.
Yeah, young boy. I'm just, Lord have mercy. I can't even speak on that young boy there. Music is fire. Matter of fact, the music is bumping.
I like it. If that's how you feel like you need to communicate, then thank you. At least you're communicating. If you feel like you need to write me a letter to talk to me because I might just be too difficult to face, do that. At least you communicate.
You putting that simp ass shit in the universe. And motherfuckers attracting that shit. We don't need that. And that's making these niggas tender. And they busting windows out their car like they jazz and selling.
Yeah, oh God! Oh no. God!
No, we need more gangsters, more gangsters.
No, now. We don't. They don't want to be romantic. They don't even want to open doors.
You're right. Not turn it off.
Yeah, they don't want to wrap nobody's feet. They don't want to take a bubble bath with you. It's too hard, too.
I'm gonna get in the bathtub, but hold on, watch them feet.
Yo, you gonna rub my damn feet. I'm gonna rub your feet, so why not rub my feet?
It depends on how much energy I draw.
What I expect from my man, I'm gonna be giving to him. So, yes, I'm gonna expect a lot because I'm gonna be giving a lot. I plan to.
Oh, okay.
And that's another thing. Stop going into these relationships being half-assed and expecting and sitting on your damn high horse and your throne expecting somebody to just bow down to you. Like, no.
That's being complacent. Like, you feel like because this is how you are, the person you're in a relationship with gotta conform to how you are.
It's crazy.
And when it's a relationship is sacrifice.
It should never be no 50 here. Like, I'm doing my 50%, but you over here doing 20%, and then all of a sudden out of the blue you feel like doing 30%. And while I'm still maintaining my 50%, and then all of a sudden it's back down to 20%. Like, no, like, what are you doing? By this time, resentment coming in, and I'm going to start feeling some type of way. And hey, I might just cheat.
We over here trying to preach monogamous, and you over here talking about
cheating. We talking about it all. Is it, why is it so difficult? We also talking about that too.
Because mindset.
Shit like that happens. Get off your high horse. Stop coming into the relationships with your hand out because you a bad bitch or you a trill nigga. Stop. Let your actions speak, man. You are. You hardworking and stuff. Come on, Will. Let's you know, cash at me some lunch money, or let's go do this, or let's take a walk or something. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta, like, we gotta always spend money. Now I always gotta be about money. But stop coming into something with your hand out, expecting somebody to do something for you because you've, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't work like that. Like me, I know I got it going on. And I don't expect people to just roll the red carpet out for me when I go somewhere because I know I got it going on. But people really expect that in this day and time. They are delusional as fuck.
Man, you can be the baddest in the world. Man, whatever.
And they really expect you to respect me. Like, you don't even respect what? You. What the fuck? I'm trying to respect you. Why you don't respect you? Like, man, you got to be effort.
I don't care nothing about it. I'm not doing no chasing. I ain't really, not too much anyway. Unless, especially if you're about that.
It's what I'm doing. And you ain't, if we ain't reciprocating the same things and we ain't, our vibe is not the same, then no. If I'm pulling all the way back. I'm drawing it back. I got to refocus. Whether with or without you, I still had shit to do regardless. Let's be clear. I still had a life. It might be boring as fuck to you, but hey, it's my life and I still got shit to do.
Right.
You just ain't gonna be here while I do it. So bye.
So listen, closing arguments. Monogamy. It's hard because of what? D.
It's hard.
I said D, not me, me. D.
I was ready for you, bet. Ooh.
You said repeat it again.
I said closing argument. Your overall, your opinion, monogamy is difficult because of what?
It's difficult because people make it difficult. It's all about whatever they want to do. If you want to be faithful, you're going to be faithful. If not, you ain't. It's all about what you want to do.
True. Agreed. And me, go ahead, Mimi, get your monologue.
I agree with D completely. It's hard because people make it hard. At the end of the day, though, know who you are before you go stepping up to someone wanting something from them or expecting them to learn you and you don't even know you. You know, like you said, become what you're expecting. And maybe you just might attract what you need. And it might just become possible. Because I do believe it's possible, but we do get in our own way and make it impossible.
I agree with both of y'all. I feel like, it's all about your mindset, how you feel, what you want out of life. If you're not ready to be monogamous or just be with one person, just stay to yourself, and let motherfuckers know up front, like, yo, I don't want to be monogamous, and give them that choice to, like, yo, decide if they still want to fuck back. So, it's all mindset. It's a mind thing.
Yeah, but overall, love yourself. Continue building yourself. Continue learning yourself. Don't ever stop growing and improving. Don't lose you. Please don't lose you. And in this day and time, everything's becoming so realistic, and people even are now losing themselves and don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Trying to stay along with the flow and the wave.
The wave. So the new wave is, I'm preaching monogamy. For 2019. Let's see at the end of the year.
Tell the truth, be a friend.
Let's see at the end of the year. I'm gonna put a poll up at the end of the year to see how many people only had sex with one person this year.
Love. Oh my God. I'm trying to picture this going well, and every scenario I'm piecing together ends in demise. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, it sounds like you ain't gonna be that one person. Put one person
I'm
on that.
Definitely that one person. I slept with one person last year. I did very well.
Well, hand clap. I wish you had. I'm gonna put hand clap.
I was making it clap. Hey. Hey, I kept it. I was consistent. Every time I, I'm getting tempted over here. Where the hell you at? Pick up.
So low.
Come on now. Where you at? Big in my face. Come on now.
So with that being said, you know, this concludes this episode of Masters with Mel and D. I'm Mel.
I'm Mimi.
You who?
I'm Mimi.
Yo,
and I'm G.
Aquarius.
You tired of the liars and the cheaters, but there's good men left. I'ma make you a believer, you's a queen. So why you deal with all the bullshit and getting treated less than a queen? That's just unfit. Let me introduce you to the finer things in life. Like shopping sprees, dinner dates, and being a man's wife. Just come and roll with me. I think we both agree that you deserve something better than what he used to be. Now I ain't talking down to hating on nobody else.
Nope.
I'm just thinking you should want better for yourself. I can't give you the world, but I give you loyalty and promise that you won't be treated any less than royalty.